My name is The Alchemist, you know what I mean? Seldom seen, you know, I'm in the low, I'm in the studio, you know what I'm saying? That's my position, that's what I do, you know what I mean? And we got a team, that's how the team works. You know, I leave my peoples, they maintain the rhyming in that whole side of the world, and I maintain my side of the world, we come together. And that's basically what I do, you know what I'm saying? And you know, this is where we at right now, this is the laboratory, that's what we do with most of the music. I migrated over to the East Coast, shit, I'm from Los Angeles. I grew up, you know, West LA, you know, in an area where there's a lot of movie stars and rich kids and shit like that, you know what I mean? It's a lot different than where we're at right now. You know, you got your hoods over there too, but that's where I grew up at, you know, and I made my way over here through the school and in college and shit like that, and I just ended up here and just said, fuck it, I'm here now, and I made my mark pretty much over here. You know, I still do my thing on the east, on the west coast, so I go back.
What up, man? How y'all doing out there, man? Welcome back to Steak and Eggs. It's been a while. It's been a minute, man, but I've been dying to get back and talk to you guys about some dope stuff, man, that I got in store, dope ideas. Steakandeggs.com is up right now, you know, so we're going to be blogging. Eventually, we'll be getting down to having merch and everything like that for you guys to cop and stuff like that to show your support and be a part of the Steak and Eggs community, man. Follow Steak and Eggs on everything, Instagram, Facebook, Tumblr, Twitter. We're everywhere, man. So if you know any other platforms that we need to get involved in, you know what I'm saying? Holler at us, man. Follow us on Spotify. We got playlist up on Spotify, playlist on Audio Mac, man. You know what I'm saying? And then check out the podcast on Spotify as well, man. You know what I'm saying? And then hit our link tree up, man. And then you can catch all of the different things we got going on as far as petitions being signed for justice, for lives being lost, man. You know, for people to sign up for therapy. We always just try to keep in touch with the streets, man, and for everybody trying to do dope things around the globe, man. And, you know, Steak and Eggs is just built to show love to the unsung heroes in music and hip hop, but also, man, we're nerds for everything as well. So, you know, we might start getting into doing more things as far as, you know, Marvel, DC type things like that, man, because we're not just nerds for music, we're nerds for everything, man. You know what I'm saying? We have big imaginations, and you know, part of that is that we actually got the opportunity to be kids that were involved in a lot of dope shit. So, you know, without further ado, man, welcome back to Steak and Eggs, man. And today, man, I just wanted to talk about The Alchemist, man. My dude Alchemist, dog, one of the best producers, one of the dopest producers ever, and very, very, very underrated as a producer, dog. You know, last night, if you go on Steak and Eggs on Instagram, then you'll see the post that I put up about him, and he was just DJing somewhere, you know, and the way that he transitioned into We Gonna Make It by, you know, Jadakiss and Styles P off the Kiss the Game Goodbye album. He just transitioned it so smooth, dog, and it just like really made me feel like, yo, I gotta talk about how genius this man is. You know, so for the people that do know of Alchemist, you probably heard him the first time with Mobb Deep. You know, he did a lot of work with Mobb Deep and stuff like that as far as just being a producer, being a DJ for them. He had became Eminem's DJ, and he's still currently Eminem's DJ, if I'm not mistaken, after taking over for Green Lantern, after Green Lantern got fired due to the whole, like, when 50 Cent was into it with Jadakiss, and Green Lantern was basically telling Kiss, like, yo, you know, you killed dude. And basically, so like Eminem had to fire Green Lantern, and then Alchemist became his DJ after that. But, you know, brief history of Alchemist, man. You know, he used to be a part of a rap group called the Hooligans alongside Scott Conn. which is James Caan's son. Scott Caan is an actor. I believe he plays on one of those CSI shows or something like that, one of those FBI crime thrillers that might come on ABC now. But he was also in the movie Ready to Rumble. But he and Alchemist were best friends when they were kids and were a part of a rap group called the Hooligans, man. And they actually have a video or two out on YouTube that you can check out. And we actually made a post about that months ago because it was mind blowing to us. But they were a part of the Soul Assassins crew. So, you know, the Soul Assassins crew was like Cypress Hill, DJ Muggs, House of Pain, Funk Dubious, all those different guys from the West Coast, you know what I'm saying? And you know, House of Pain had jump around, Cypress Hill, just legendary or whatever, but they were the young guys out of that crew or whatnot. And so eventually Alchemist just stopped being a rapper and just focused on being like one of the greatest producers to ever, you know, mess with some keys, bro. Like, dude is just ridiculous. Some of my favorite production from him comes from, you know, a lot of the stuff that he's done with Currency. You know what I'm saying? They had the Covert Coupe mixtape that came out in 2009, I believe. 2010, I might be more accurate. But yeah, that was a dope production, dope tape right there. Everything that he's done with Prodigy, the Return of the Mac album, dog, it's like when I was in high school, about my senior year in high school, I listened to that album like every day. You know, of course, he's done stuff with Schoolboy Q. He's done stuff with, nowadays he's worked a lot with Griselda, especially Conway. They did the Lulu tape, and then he did the Freddie Gibbs Alfredo album. Man, Boldy James, he and Boldy James have a lot of dope music together. Man, Alchemist is just amazing, dude. He's just amazing. And, you know, and as far as hip hop goes, dog, it's like, you know, to have a white guy just be like, he and Harry Fraud, man, are two of my favorite producers. I would say Rick Rubin as well, Mike Dean, as far as just producing and engineering goes, man. But just to see the ingenious of these guys, man, to create masterpieces, you know what I'm saying, and to be very well respected, you know, and for Alchemist to start with Dilated Peoples and come out of that Soul Assassins crew, like, he's very entrenched and deep in music like that, and to see that he's never letting up, he's never giving up, he's always finding a way to reinvent himself, recreate himself, and finding those inspirations and stuff like that. And so when I saw the video of him transitioning into We Gonna Make It, you can see the crowd just getting hype as hell for really one of the best hip hop songs ever made, in my opinion. Jadakiss, one of my favorite rappers, you know, but for him to make that song and to establish a staple of the in and out flow between Jadakiss and Styles P, and to birth it basically on that song, you know what I'm saying? And it's just incredible, and for it to resonate to the crowd as well, you know what I'm saying? Because the crowd just went bananas. Like, they almost tore the house down before, like, you even heard a word. Like, the crowd was like, no, we know the words to this just off of the impact of the production, you know what I'm saying? And I just, like, me being a student of hip hop, me being a lover of music in general, especially hip hop, because I was raised on it and stuff like that. So I can go deep into different things, man. And it's just like crazy to just see that. I got chills from watching that video, and it made me think, you know, about the impact that Alchemist has had on this game for well over 20 years, you know what I'm saying? From working with older artists to newer artists. And it's just like, you know, he's constantly reinventing himself, constantly putting work out there. He's done great work with Action Bronson. Man, the list goes on for everybody that he's worked with, man. You know what I'm saying? Rock Marciano, Willie the Kid, it's ridiculous, man. I would love for him to work more, like work with other people that I haven't really heard him work with. I would love to hear him work with Jay-Z. I don't think I've ever heard a Jay-Z and Alchemist song, but he did do my Book of Rhymes for Nas off of the Godson album. But yeah, man. So like, just let me know how y'all feel about Alchemist. You know, I still listen to the first Infantry album. That was his debut album. And it had the song, the single Hold Me Down. It had The Essence with the Locks on there. It had Bangers with Lloyd Banks. Man, just dope production, man. Dope production, man. And a real legend to hip hop, dog. And I feel like more people need to put respect on Alchemist. If you're not very familiar with Alchemist, dog, get familiar with them. Do your Googles, man. You know what I'm saying? And find you some projects with Alchemist production on it. I recommend that you listen to Alfredo. Listen to Alfredo is by he and Freddie Gibbs. Listen to Lulu with him and Conway the Machine. The Bold Face with him, Boldy James. But they also had something else, if I'm not mistaken. Then, like I said, you have Rare Chandeliers with he and Action Bronson. And Return of the Mac with he and Prodigy. And Covert Coup with he and Currency. Listen to those projects if you haven't heard them, man. You know what I'm saying? They're very much worth it, dog. Alchemist is just amazing. He's a legend, dog. This is an appreciation. This is a respect. This is, you know, from a student of hip hop, a student of the game. You know, he's always been one of those producers where it was just like, yo, if I ever got the opportunity to make an album, I want to work with this guy because he's so incredible. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Alchemist, man. Shout out to this whole Soul Assassins crew. Shout out to the whole Infamous mob. Rest in peace, Prodigy, man. You know, and yeah, man. Till next time, man. Follow Steak and Eggs everywhere, man. You know what I'm saying? And hop on steakandeggs.com. There will be a write-up on this real soon. Thank you very much. Till next time.